He is Boone Health CEO Brady Dubois, and good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you in here this morning. We had some big news in Mexico a couple of weeks ago. Boone Health was over at the Mexico City Hall. You were specifically, along with the County Commission and the Mexico City Council. You signed a letter of intent to establish a critical access hospital here in Audrain County, specifically Mexico. Talk a little bit about what's taking place now in order to get a hospital here in Mexico, if you would.
Yeah, no, there's once you get past the letter of intent, it really goes into the true diligence phase where we're doing all the business perspectives, working with architects, working with engineers, all of that stuff to be able to make sure that we know exactly what we're looking at from a perspective of not just the facility, but also how do you maintain that facility from day one all through the next 30, 50 years. And so really working through that process right now, and then also preparing the package that we need to get together to request approval from the state, which is still down the road for that through a certificate of need process.
Most certainly. I know that Boone Health already has a clinic here in Mexico, but I think that going forward, will Boone Health open some other clinics around in the Audrain County area?
Yeah, well, we currently do have two clinics here in Mexico, not just one. And so I was here at 7 in the morning looking at a piece of property, and I've got my physician practice management team coming out this afternoon to look at a couple more. And we're trying to do that to really put together our 2025, 2026, 2027 business plan for expansion of our medical group, specifically in Audrain and surrounding counties, to help support the hospital when it comes up.
The other thing, too, is the hospital in Mexico was really supplied a lot of jobs. I believe it was the number one supplier of jobs in Mexico for quite some time. Closed down several years ago. Can you talk about whenever the hospital gets open, maybe how many jobs will be coming to the Mexico area?
You know, it's kind of hard to say attached just to the hospital because you're looking at the clinic roles and jobs that are available for clinic staff as well. But certainly it's a couple of hundred. And that's just how to maintain 24/7 operations. But we are excited about what that means. And also for our folks that live here in Audrain County that currently work at Boone that are excited about coming back home. We hear about it weekly from folks about, I don't know who's more excited, the general population here or the folks who work at Boone that want to come back home to Mexico.
So one piece that you really need, you have to get to open up a hospital is a certificate of need, and that comes from the state of Missouri. Talk about some of those things that the state of Missouri will look at to issue that certificate of need.
Now, the state of Missouri, it has the when you go through a certificate of need process, what that does is you approach legislature folks that are members of that committee, and you have to prove that there is a need for that healthcare service. And it could be an MRI, and that's it, or it could be a whole hospital. And so when they go through that, what they're looking for is all the diligence work, which means how much is it going to cost? How's the business functions going to occur? How's it going to be sustainable? How's it going to, what equipment are you going to have? What's the labor market there? Is it going to work? You have to put together this full package, and then you go up and you present it to the committee, and you have the dialogue and discussion, and they have Q&A time where they ask you and they drill holes in any flaws that they may see, and you have to be able to respond to that, because they're accountable for making sure that there's not waste in healthcare. And so they want to validate that where money is being spent, there is a need for it, and that's to provide services to their citizens.
Certainly.
It's a great committee.
Absolutely. A lot of our workforce here that were with the hospital, they've gone out, they've gotten other jobs, but I know the hopes have been to return to Mexico. You have probably a lot of people from Audrain County, Mexico, working at Boone Health currently. Is that a goal to kind of get some of those folks back to work here in their hometown?
Well, I mean, I would love for them to come back and work at home, and because that's, for me, that's what I would want to do. But we want everybody to find their own passion. Where do they want to be? What do they want to be doing? But wherever they're at in the Boone family, we want them to just feel great about when their alarm clock goes off, they're excited about getting to work. That's the employer we want to be.
Absolutely. I know we're going to be asking, when will it be open? When will it be open? But is there a time frame that you would like to have this critical access hospital opened up in Mexico?
Well, certainly as soon as possible is the goal for everybody. But I mean, realistically, from the time you get past the certificate of need and everything is inked, everything is done, it is a 2-year construction project. And so I want to set expectations. It does take at least 2 years to build a hospital. So all the lead up to that, we'll add on to that on the front end. So I don't want to give a date because that'd be unrealistic. But just know that a lot of hard work is occurring every day to make sure that we get to that stage.
And it's the preference to go where the old hospital building is located? Is that the preference?
I mean, that's the ideal location in my view. We're working this in partnership with the great folks at the county and the city and the health department. But really, by being able to put it right there on that location, we're going to be able to tear down, you know, an old structure that's going to end up being blight, you know, and no one wants urban blight. So being able to raise that, get it squared away, have a new facility that meets the needs of the community with easy access, coming and going, it's going to kind of change and improve, you know, the visibility and the footprint for that close proximity to downtown where it's at. And so that's why I like it there.
Absolutely. Well, we want to say thank you for coming in this morning, getting us up to date, and we'll definitely be keeping an eye as things progress here with the potential opening of a new hospital here in Mexico.
No, we're excited, and we love the community here in Mexico and Audrain County. A lot of great people here.